You're listening to Martian Gardens. This is episode 900, hour number one. My name is Max, and Martian Gardens is a program of modern classical and experimental music, and whatever else fits the bill. We started with Michael Vincent Waller from his new release, Trajectories. That was called By Itself, and the pianist is R. Andrew Lee. Music recorded at the University of Missouri, Kansas City in August of 2016. Michael Vincent Waller had a great showing with his debut in 2015 on XI Records, a double CD of pieces performed by varied ensembles. In this case, the new release on Recital Records is all for piano and cello. R. Andrew Lee and Seth Parker Woods. In this case, it was the opening track called By Itself, which is all piano, performed by R. Andrew Lee, composed by Michael Vincent Waller. We will continue with piano music from Charles Warenin. We'll hear his fourth piano sonata, which is in four untitled movements, running 19 minutes. And this is from the new release on Bridge Records, Charles Warenin, Volume 3. The pianist is Anne-Marie McDermott. Music recorded at the American Academy of Arts and Letters, New York City, November 13th, 2010. This is a 2007 composition by Charles Warenin. The fourth piano sonata, music on Bridge Records. You're listening to Martian Gardens. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 890. My name is Max. We just heard from Charles Warrenin, the fourth piano sonata, which is on Charles Warrenin Volume 3 on Bridge Records, newly released, 2017. And that was in four parts, all four movements untitled. And that featured the pianist Anne-Marie McDermott, recorded at the American Academy of Arts and Letters, November 13th, 2010. And we will continue with music featuring the African-American poet Langston Hughes, who lived from 1902 to 1965 and wrote a great deal of poems about the internal and external struggles of African Americans during the 20th century. We'll hear first from his friend, the composer Eli Sigmeister, who wrote several Langston Hughes settings. We'll also hear from Eric Mingus, who performs Langston Hughes poetry on a new CD called called Langston Hughes, The Dream Keeper, on Mode Records. That's new. We'll hear two from that. And we'll end with Langston Hughes himself speaking on an old Moses Ash record from 1945. From Eli Sigmeister, we'll hear Langston Hughes songs featuring the poems The Ballad of Adam and Eve, Motto, Hope, Question, and Life is Fine. And this is performed by the baritone Charles Williams with the Washington Music Ensemble, conducted by Joel Lazar. And we'll hear from Eric Mingus and Ensemble, performing first Weary Blues and then The Dream Keeper from the Dream Keeper CD on Mode Records. And the six poems that we'll hear from Langston himself: The Negro Speaks of Rivers, Ku Klux Klan, Florida Railroad Workers, Good Morning Stalingrad, Havana Dreams, and Harlem Sweeties. All of that from an old album from Ash Records, Moses Ash recording, American archival music and poetry. And that's available online via MP3. First, we will hear from Langston Hughes songs from Eli Sigmeister, and this is again from a CRI release in 1999 called The Music of Eli Sigmeister. Eli Sigmeister, Langston Hughes in this set. You're listening to Martian Gardens. The Martian Gardens blog for complete playlist and other information is martiangardens.blog.
Thank you. river. I sat down on the bank. I tried to think but couldn't, so I jumped in and sank. I jumped in and sank. I came up once and hollered. I came up twice and cried. If that water hadn't been so cold, I might have sunk and died. But it was cold in that water. I took the elevator 60 floors above the ground. I thought about my baby and thought I would jump down. And I thought I would, jump down. I stood there and I hollered. I stood there and I cried. If it hadn't been so high, I might have jumped and died. But it was high up there, high, high, it was high, it was since I'm still here living, I guess I will live on. I could have died for love, but for living, 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 I was born. Though you may hear me holler, and you may see me cry, I'll be gone.
Drone in a drowsy syncopated tune, rocking back and forth to a mellow croon, I heard a Negro play. Down on Lenox Avenue the other night, by the pale, dull pallor of an old gaslight, he did a lazy sway. He did a lazy sway. To tune, oh, those weary blues, with his ebony hands on each ivory key, he made that poor piano moan with melody. Oh, blues. swaying to and fro on his rickety stool. He played that sag raggy tune like a musical fool. Sweet blues coming from a black man's soul. In a deep song voice with a melancholy tone, I heard that Negro sing, that old piano moan. Ain't got nobody in all this world, ain't got nobody but myself. Eyes frowning and put my troubles on the shelf. Thump, thump, thump went his foot on the floor. He played a few chords, then he sang some more. I got the weary blues and I can't be satisfied. Got the weary blues, can't be satisfied. Ain't happy no more, and I wish I'd die. And far into the night he crooned that tune. The stars went out and so did the moon. The singer stopped playing and went to bed, while the weary blues echoed through his head. He slept like a rock, or that man's dead. Oh, hell yeah. Hmm. Yeah, man. The Dreamkeeper. Bring me all of your dreams, you dreamers. Bring me all of your heart melodies, that I may wrap them in a blue cloud cloth, away from the too rough fingers of the world.
Thank you. The Negro speaks of rivers. I've known rivers. I've known rivers ancient as the world and older than the flow of human blood in human veins. My soul has grown deep like the rivers. I bathed in the Euphrates when dawns were young. I built my hut near the Congo and it lulled me to sleep. I looked upon the Nile and raised the pyramids above it. I heard the singing of the Mississippi when Abe Lincoln went down to New Orleans. And I've seen its muddy bosom turn all golden in the sunset. I've known rivers, ancient, dusky rivers. My soul has grown deep, like the rivers. Ku Klux Klan. They took me out to some lonesome place. They said, "Do you believe in the great white race?" I said, "Mister, to tell you the truth, I'd believe in anything if you'd just turn me loose." The white man said, "Boy, can it be? You're a standing there assassin' me." They hit me in the head and knocked me down. Then they kicked me on the ground. A Klansman said, "Listen, look me in the face and tell me you believe in the great white race." Florida road workers. I'm making a road for the cars to fly by on. Making a road through the palmetto thicket for light and civilization to travel on. I'm making a road for the rich to sweep over in their big cars and leave me standing here. Sure, a road helps everybody. Rich folks ride, and I get to see them ride. I ain't never seen nobody ride so fine before. Hey, buddy, look at me. I'm making a road. Good morning, Stalingrad. Good morning, Stalingrad. Lots of folks who don't like you had give you up for dead, but you ain't dead. Good morning, Stalingrad. Where I live, down in Dixie, things is bad, but they're not so bad I still can't say, good morning, Stalingrad. And I'm not so dumb, I still don't know that as long as your red star lights the sky, we won't die. Good morning, Stalingrad. You're half a world away or more, but when your guns roar, they roar for me and for everybody who wants to be free. Good morning, Stalingrad. Some folks try to tell me down this way that you're our ally just for today. That may be so for those who want it so. But as for me, you're my ally until we all are free. Good morning, Stalingrad. When crooks and Klansmen lift their heads and things is bad, I can look way across the sea and see where simple working folks like me lift their heads too, with gun in hand to drive the fascists from the land. You've stood between us well, Stalingrad. The folks who hate you had done give you up for dead. They were glad. But you ain't dead. And you won't be as long as I am you and you are me, for you have allies everywhere, all over the world who care, and they are with you more than just today. Listen, I don't own no radio. I can't send no messages through the air. But I reckon you can hear me anyhow, away off there. And I know I mean it when I say, maybe in a whisper to keep the Klan away, good morning, Stalingrad. I'm glad you ain't dead. Good morning, Stalingrad. Havana Dreams. The dream is a cocktail at Sloppy Joe's. Maybe, nobody knows. The dream is the road to Batabano, but nobody knows if that is so. Perhaps the dream is only her face. Perhaps it's a fan of silver lace. Or maybe the dream's a Vedado rose. Quién sabe? Who really knows? Harlem Sweetie. Have you dug the spill of Sugar Hill? Cast your gims on this sepia thrill. Brown sugar lassie, caramel treat, honey gold baby, sweet enough to eat. Peach skinned girly, coffee and cream, chocolate darling out of a dream. Walnut tinted or cocoa brown, pomegranate lipped pride of the town. Rich cream colored to plum tinted black. Feminine sweetness in Harlem's no lack. Glow of the quince to blush of the rose. Persimmon bronze to cinnamon toad. Blackberry cordial, Virginia Dare wine. All those sweet colors flavor Harlem of mine. Walnut or cocoa, let me repeat. Caramel, brown sugar, a chocolate treat. Molasses taffy, coffee and cream, licorice, clove, cinnamon, to a honey brown dream. Ginger, wine gold, persimmon, blackberry, all through the spectrum Harlem girls vary. So if you want to know beauty's rainbow sweet thrill, stroll down luscious, delicious, fine Sugar Hill.
Sweet 16, from the daughter of Olga and Leo, Vera Vyslitsova, poet. Behind the wall, I wish I had real wings and could fly to the south. I wish I could stop the air raid scream that haunts my entity. I wish I could leave this vault, talk to the winds and the oranges in bloom, and touch the cobalt ribbon, the horizon. Oh, Icarus. In Maria Theresa's fortress, behind the wall, I am 16, the age of the first ball. I dream I wear an organdy dress with a poppy in my hair and float on the parquet floor. Rescue my heart from the needling thrill. In Maria Theresa's fortress, behind closed gates, I am a captive, number 434. In the fortress, I wish I was born a sparrow, tiny, with real wings. I could fly away from this place. In the fortress, I am 16. I wish I had no sight to see the eyes of glass. I wish I had no breath of life, did not have to drink the bitter cup. I wish I was just air and could not wear the sign of condemnation, the yellow star.